We do have quite a few announcements this morning, so bear with me as I relay those to you. We have the nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of 2. That is just on the other side of the fellowship hall. We also have the live stream playing in the teen room if you have children over the age of 2 having a hard time in the sanctuary this morning. With the nursery, we are asking that if you are willing or able to help in the nursery during the service, we are losing a few of the students this year to graduating in the rotation. So if you're able to help out and are willing to help out in the nursery, if you talk to myself or Therese Kettlehut, we would love to help ease the load on those individuals that do help out in the nursery. So if you're interested, we can get you on the rotation for that. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. here at the church is going to be the Sunshine Drama Production or Drama Camp Production, Seen and Set Apart. So if you're interested in coming to that, join us here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We have a couple things coming up with the youth group missions trips. We are going down to Fort Thompson July 10th through the 15th. With a couple of the students from the youth group, and we are doing another service trip July 8th. So anyone who is interested in helping out July 8th, there'll just be one day we're going down to Fort Thompson helping them set up for their camps, doing some decorations, some organizing for that. So if you're interested in joining us for that, that'll be a good opportunity just to help them out and give them a few extra hands to set up for their camp. The other trip that we are going on is July 30th through August 5th. That'll be going to Camp Barnabas, which is a camp for people with mental and physical disabilities in Missouri. We're bringing one of the students from the youth group, and with each of those trips, the students are seeking to fundraise some money for their trips. So you'll notice in your mailboxes this morning you have 3 letters from each of those students. We have a bake sale this morning. There'll be a bunch of sweets out on a table in the foyer after service. If you're interested, please take some of those treats. We made way too many. If you would like to then help the students in their fundraising for the trip, there will be a free will donation opportunity with that. So please take some sweets, and then if you would like to help the students out and their trips, you can talk to them or give them a free will donation with those treats. This Friday night, there will also be a parents' night out here at the church. So if you have kids 2 through 12 years old, we will babysit them from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll have food, some games, and maybe a show to put on for them. So we will hang out with your kids from 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday. That'll be available for free if you'd like to give a free will donation with that. That is appreciated, but all of these things are to help support these students on their trips this summer. So if you're interested in helping out, find them, ask them questions. Hopefully they can give you some answers, but they're very excited for their trips, and we're excited to help them out as they go and serve God there. We will not have Young Adult Bible Study tomorrow night, so if you are planning on coming to Young Adult Bible Study, just show up for the SBA drama production with that. Kelly and I will be down in Colorado next week, so we won't have our house open. So are there any other announcements this morning? Yeah, Tom. Right, so Tom let us know that the crew is coming in to start on the carpet project here this week. So if you have stuff in classrooms that you don't want to get moved around, maybe shuffled up too bad, or maybe things that you're worried about potentially getting lost in the shuffle, please go ahead and organize those things or take them out of your classrooms either today or in the next couple days, just so you don't have to worry about that. I did get an email from the Women's Outreach. They have an announcement as well. It says, for those of you who have volunteered to help serve during fellowship time, there are calendars and information in your mailboxes. Also, there will be a sign-up sheet in the foyer for those who would like to bring goodies, so that way we can specify which week that they would like to bring something. And we just wanted to say thank you to all of you who have volunteered to serve during fellowship time. It's a great opportunity just to have conversation and some good snacks each Sunday morning. So thank you for all of you who have volunteered. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Proverbs chapter 21, verse 15. When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but a terror to evildoers.
Again, good morning and welcome to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books, I'm going to ask you to turn to number 6 or look up on the screen and then stand with me. Sing praise to God who reigns above. Number 6. Sing praise to God who reigns above, the God of all creation. The God of power, the God of love, the God of our salvation. With healing balm my soul he fills, and every faithless murmur stills. To God all praise and glory. What God's almighty power hath made, his gracious mercy he keepeth. By morning glow or evening shade, his watchful eye ne'er sleepeth. Within the kingdom of his might, lo, all his just and all his right, to God all praise and glory. The Lord is never far away, but through all grief distressing, an ever-present help and stay, our peace and joy and blessing. As with a mother's tender hand, he leads his own, his chosen band, to God all praise and glory. Thus all my toil, some way along, I sing aloud his praises, that men may hear the grateful song his unwearied raises. Be joyful in the Lord, my heart, both soul and body, bear your part, to God all praise and glory. Very good singing. If you would greet one another, let them know you're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before one another. Just a couple to, it was given to me. Continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright and his healing. I have not seen when his time at QLI will be done, but I know Brian and Deb are working on the next steps, and those will be here. So just pray for that transition. My wife sent a text. I know it's bad when your wife has to text you about because you don't see her much. But Sunday morning, as I do leave a bit earlier. But she's been dealing with ongoing issues with her knees. There's still significant pain at times. But now, thrown in the mix, she has a tooth that broke off a while ago, and storms kept us from the dentist. Well, the nerve has gotten infected around the top, and it's developed a bit of pain, not so much when she eats, but just a constant ache. So that will be taken care of Thursday, but just ask for prayer for her through the next couple of days, that the pain would lessen as the antibiotics kick in. And then an ongoing prayer request, but grateful to know about it. Ed Morgan would just like us to pray. He deals with some heart issues and some other medical conditions, and so we do want to lift up Ed and just some of the things that he is going through and related with his heart. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Anita's praise is that her niece, Stephanie, is here. She's come from the Boston area, so it's grateful that they can spend some time together and hang out on the farm. Any other? Yes, Shirley. Grateful to hear that Shirley's cancer check was an all clear, and then they were able to go on to see Maurice and Tootie. I always want to put an R, Tootie, Hargens, and just to catch up and see them in Rochester. So we praise God for the clear cancer treatment, and the checkup went well. Any other requests? And your niece's name in Colorado, Pam. Anita's niece in Colorado's going through a significant battle with cancer, and we will be praying for her. Val. Yes, it is. A significant moment, been 49 years with Roe v. Wade and the battle. So having the Supreme Court understand that the ruling does not ban abortion in our country, but it does take it back down to the states. So the battle for sanctity of life is not over, it just transitions. But grateful for the state we live in that not only protecting the life of the unborn, but also providing resources for those that find themselves in difficult pregnancy situations. So are there any other prayer requests or praises?
Yeah, true.
And their first names?
Sierra and Brady.
Because we've been praying for Brady and his time out of Ukraine and glad that he got back. But June's praise is that for Sierra and Brady, and they're starting off their life together with their marriage, as well as having a good home church in Minneapolis area. Pray for,
I'm sure all of the people that are there,
yes,
need those kind of prayers.
At the continued request for what's going on in Ukraine. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin our Sunday together, we thank you for the opportunity of gathering with the freedoms that we enjoy, that we are going to be celebrating upcoming in a couple of weeks with the 4th of July, and as well as the fact that this Sunday, as every Sunday, we celebrate and remember the resurrection of your Son, that that action and his sacrifice changed human history, for he provided a way for us back to you, and he proclaimed very clearly that life is only found in him, and that the only path back to our Father is through him. We thank you for the gift of salvation, and not just having our eternity secure because of his work on the cross, his resurrection, and his ascension, but also you have given us your Holy Spirit to direct us, that he provides us comfort, he provides us the convicting work for when we step out of line in your truth, but also the encouragement we need for each day, as well as the open doors of opportunity to tell others about Christ. Father, we think of the needs of our church body. We continue to pray for Nathan and the Bonebrights, and that you would help work in his mind and his brain to establish new pathways, helping with the short-term memory, especially dealing with just the loss of the ability for understanding of time, and that you would give him patience with this process, that those around him would be used by you. For Brian and Deb, as they look at the next stages for their son, that you would open up the doors for the right therapist to come alongside of them, and the time that they will be investing, ongoing investment. And Father, we just ask, as the great physician, you would heal his mind, and you would lift his spirits. Father, we lift up my wife Tammy, and just some of the ongoing pain and mobility issues she deals with, and now with having this tooth. We all understand that sometimes something you think is insignificant really does bring a lot of pain. So I pray for the dental appointment this week, and that she would find relief and wisdom in the steps forward with having that tooth pulled. Father, we also pray for Ed Morgan, and that you would, as you have promised, continue to walk with him, that you would sustain his health, that you would touch his heart and give wisdom to the doctors. We also think of Harlan and Jeannie Wortmaker with their physical needs as well. We understand, as scripture tells us, that as a body, when one of us hurts, we all hurt, and when one rejoices, we all rejoice. And we demonstrate that not just on Sundays, but throughout the week. And we ask for your spirit to comfort and to provide healing. We rejoice with June and Ron with the wedding of their granddaughter, and we pray for Steph and Brady as they begin their journey and life together. We ask that you would help them to truly get involved in this church, but also for Brady and many of those that have been involved for a short time with what's going on in Ukraine, that you would help them with the memories and to be able to put in perspective that you, through the hopelessness of that situation, you will be working. And we pray for the whole Ukrainian-Russian issue, that you would intervene. And we continue to pray for that country, and especially for your church, that they would be used mightily in the lives of the citizens around them. Father, we rejoice also that Shirley's checkup went well and that she is still cancer-free, and we continue to pray that that would be the case. For the safety you gave them in the travels and the opportunity to connect with the Hargans, we are grateful for the extended body of Christ and how influential we can be wherever you plant us. Father, we also pray for Anita's one niece. We're grateful that she is here, able to enjoy the farm, but enjoy family. We pray for this niece, Pam, that in Colorado, that you would, as you've promised, be walking with them, giving wisdom, but also we pray for healing. We also pray that you give peace of mind and heart. You are in control, and all we are called to do is to pray and not to be anxious, which is also very difficult to do. Father, we lift up our country, and with the news this week of the reversal of Roe and Dobbs, that you would, Casey, that you would be working in our own elected officials for our country, that you would heal, that you would call back to yourself and have your church be committed to you. But we understand that all life is sacred, and that is from not just the unborn, but through all stages of life, that you are the giver of life. And we are mournful for how long it has taken, but it has been an event that we have prayed for years, to have actually see the Supreme Court do what should have been done the first time. But Father, the battle for life is not over, and we pray for those ministries that, especially in the places where rioting is taking place, that have been attacked, for areas and ministries close to home, that you would be with those pregnancy centers. We thank you for the opportunity of speaking into the lives of men and women at a very vulnerable point and a very uncertain time, and we would strengthen those ministries. Father, we lift up our ministries around the world that you've allowed us to participate with, for the Harkins, that you would be with Skip and Betty and continue to sustain Skip's health and use them in the ways that they can be used for the church they're a part of, to expand its influence in the area. Father, we have the opportunity of giving back to you and seeing how you use those gifts, not only in our local community, but around the world. We pray for our youth group as they get ready for a couple missions trips, for this SBA drama team as they perform and present tomorrow night, that your gospel would be heard in our local area, and that our gifts would go to help further the message of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. This is our time to be able to come and praise the Lord in music and to worship in Him, adore Him, and love Him this morning. And so I'm kind of excited about it because I kind of like some of the songs we're going to sing. So let's stand. Let's sing. Let's praise the Lord together.
From 1939, and it might have a little bit of a bluegrassy, gospelish type feel, but we still like it up here.
Mm-hmm.
this time we usually sit down, but the song is called The Stand. And I know in our soul we're standing for the Lord, so if you want to sit down, go ahead. But those who want to stand, stand with us and sing The Stand.
Father, I pray that that is indeed the desire of our heart this morning, that we would surrender completely to you, that all we have would be surrendered to you for your leading and working in our lives. We thank you for the gift of being your children. Thank you for your love for us, your provision for our needs, the direction, provision that you give us each day. And so you would be with our time now as we look into your word, and we pray that we'd be encouraged and edified by what we see in it this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.